Welcome to Adulting on Purpose.
Hi, Wengo, ulikuwa wapi? Where were you? Ulikuwa wapi?
Let me tell you, Maina. The past couple of weeks have been fucking fantastic, and only because I took my own advice from the previous episode and decided to stop squandering my opportunities for rest. So, I went on vacation. I spent some of that time in Nairobi. And then I went to Lamu, which, gosh, I really, really want to tell. I don't know how much I can tell you, but it was so surreal. That island living, the chill coastal vibe, the warm island people. You get there and you feel like coming from Nairobi, you're like, I need to move here. You know, it doesn't last long. But and then there's the sights and the sounds. But I think what makes Lamu so special for me was... Okay, so first of all, Lamu is predominantly Muslim. And so the religion plays heavily into the culture. There are these prayer calls 5 times a day. And in any other setting, it would have been hella annoying. But they worked to calibrate my time. And I feel like I want to move near a mosque permanently. I know I'm going to change my mind in 5 minutes. But also, if you know anything about Islam, it's not one of those performative religions. These people actually practice what they preach. And because of their dominance in Lamu, the town is safe. Security being an inherent feature of these kinds of places, I hear in some parts of the UAE, they even leave their shops open after hours because nobody would dare steal from you. I think, where did the rest of us go wrong? I also drank quite a bit of wine and finished a fantastic novel by one of the most, I don't want to say prolific, but a very good Kenyan author, Biko Zulu. Actually, his name is Jackson Biko, but he also has a blog called Biko Zulu. Me, I just call him Biko Zulu. He just published his new book, Thursdays. And now, if you've read Drunk, you know that you're in for a treat. If you haven't read either of those books, I'm so jealous of you because you have so much joy left in the world to explore. Go forth. And he also writes a fantastic weekly blog where he tells the most human stories. He interviews guys and then he writes the stories in the blog. And child, if you want to understand the human condition or even take a glimpse into it, that's a better platform to scroll through than, say, Twitter. That said, you, good human, was top of mind the whole time. All I wanted to do was sit down and record something. I did record last week, actually, but it did not feel authentic to me because I was still trying to sound better than I feel at the moment. And that's not what we do here. Here, the energy needs to remain open and honest. If I'm struggling to reach inside myself to crystallize my thoughts and ideas, then I will not come here and pretend otherwise. However, I have a plan to make it up to you, my faves. First, I will definitely publish the Mist podcast. So on 2 weeks this month, you'll get a double dose of AOP. And secondly, a giveaway. So I am at this time, at the time of recording this, I'm still trying to curate that basket and see what I want to put inside there. And I'd like to run this giveaway on Instagram as well, because this is my favorite platform. You'll definitely hear it here first, and my system is first come first serve. So bless your soul if you have notifications for the podcast and you know your way to my socials. I cannot wait to gift you. Now the Catholics are deep into the Lent season, so that means that Easter will be coming up as well. Perfect time to spread around some wine. Maybe Jesus turns it into blood for you. I don't know. Now that we are all caught up and the apologies registered, let us resume normal programming for a few minutes and maybe I tell you a few things I have learned from this season of my life. That's what you came for, right?
Welcome back.
Let's begin with a quote from Bryant McGill, who said, "Your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your challenges. So, relax." I can tell you right now, without any fear of contradiction, that truer words have never been spoken. In the weeks leading up to my vacation, I could not seem to do anything right. It did not help that I was also taking on a few things here and there that required learning and improvement. I kept losing and snoozing. And before I could put a name to what I was feeling, I was so busy beating myself up, being extremely cruel to myself. But then sometimes when I think about these things, I want to cry. At that time, I was in a dalliance with imposter syndrome, constantly belittling myself and almost believing that there, it finally caught up with me. I ain't shit. I ain't never been shit. And this house of cards is soon collapsing on me. As in, it was a madness. So naturally, I've been reading a lot on the effects of burnout and people's experiences with it. I realize how much it fucks with mindset. Now, I can't help but be bothered by the entire hustle culture and how we have been made to believe that you are not doing it unless it's killing you. Almost, you know. We have people who say proudly how they haven't taken a day off in years, as if that's something to be proud of, or that you work an obscene number of hours in a day, or that you only get 4 hours of sleep and you are just fine. First of all, see you next Tuesday. I feel like the most important job that this podcast needs to do is to guide you into living the life you want, but also enjoy, which is why I'm an ardent advocate for personalizing your goals and dreams. Make sure that the goal you're working towards is actually yours and not a thing you think the world needs from you. I hope that while you craft your goals and dreams, you have the quality of life in mind. If you look around the world, different societies and cultures notwithstanding, some of the people considered most successful have also been on record talking about unhappiness and a lack of fulfillment. Sometimes it's a work ethic that's great. You get the job done and you provide value in the world, but at what expense? More often than not, we chase life at the expense of real joy and happiness. Just don't be that guy. All this to say that, immediately after I told you here how beaten I was, the path to recovery started almost immediately. I slept better that night than I had in weeks, and when I woke up the next day, I was doing the most. A thing that had been on my desk for weeks, I kept pushing it around, not for lack of trying, guys. I would sit there for hours trying to figure it out, only to end up angry and frustrated at the end of the day. But when I went to work the day after, I purposed to relax. Like, I made a deliberate, conscious, you know, decision that I'm going to take some time off. It took me all of 60 minutes and a whoop whoop from my boss when I presented the report. I could not believe it. It was such a eureka moment for me. See, I pride myself in being a self-starter and can pretty much get myself to do anything that needs doing. I really, really struggle to understand people who need to be pushed to do things. Like, inangombe wangu that thing used to bother me. First of all, if you're a cow, just walk. Anyway, every so often, even the best of us will fail at being themselves. And this season of my life made me really empathize with a lot that is constantly looking for ways to get motivated. I know now that the challenges of life will require a calm mind. The way life and living is set up, we cannot see around the corners. And so we don't know when we need to be our sharpest, when we need our minds to be calm to allow smooth sailing through the inevitabilities of life. So best stay ready, right? I want to hold space for you over the next couple of weeks by having this conversation. I want to share my hacks for how I get things going, how I got my groove back. I am also a productivity junkie, so I read and watch and listen to content around this subject, so expect some gems from around the world as well. For one lucky giveaway winner, there will be a copy of my favorite book on the subject, and even without saying it, the OGs on this channel know what that book is. So if you've been dying to get your hand on a good book, take the opportunity to get into this contest. It's going to be easy. I'm not going to be one of those people who tells you to do 1,155,000,000 things. Anyway, to end this episode, I will finish with a quote that I read and made me laugh so hard because of how anxiety-inducing it is for a control freak. Relax. Nothing is under control. Let's pick this up again soon, shall we? Thank you so much, good human, for listening to this episode. I truly, truly appreciate it. If you know anyone else who would benefit from this conversation, be sure to share it with them and let us contribute to the collective intelligence of the world because we are good humans. Also, please remember to comment, like, rate, and review this podcast wherever you get your podcast from. It's available on Anchor, iTunes, SoundCloud, Deezer, Google Podcasts, and any other place you can access podcasts for free. Your feedback is absolutely valuable and important to me because it helps this podcast show up for so many more people. Again, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at jambi.s.ke on both platforms, and let's keep these conversations going in my DMs. It's my absolute favorite thing to do. See you next Tuesday. Bella, ciao.